Good evening, everyone. Great to see you. It was a great prayer time, right? It's like so special. It was almost, we were like uncomfortable, like, you know, like finishing it like so quick. We wish we could have gone for a longer time. That happens Friday night. For a message, few minutes, we will pray and start, okay? Yeah, dear Lord, thank you so much for this evening, God, and thank you for the grace you give us day by day to recognize your goodness and your faithfulness towards us. And thank you for bringing each and every one here this evening. Bless this message and speak to our hearts. We pray that the Holy Spirit would minister this from your word and teach us something. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we'll turn to Galatians 5:9. How about we look at two or three scripture portions in this for the message, and again, it would be awesome if we can turn it into like a short mini Bible study, okay, and have some little bit of discussion and fun along. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith which works by love. Okay, what avails means what matters, or what yields, or what has weight, or what can produce, has the power to produce a change. It's not the pride of like, oh, I'm of the circumcision, or it's neither feeling like I'm of the uncircumcision, but it is faith that works by love. Okay, between this these two groups that was there throughout the history in the Bible, the Jews and the Gentiles, God was like drawing people's attention to the new, like, you know, standard of the way he sees, and it's like the church, the age of the church, and he's like elevated the Jew to be a church age saint. He's elevated a Gentile to be the same church age saint, okay? And two things, both of them, they had to grow out of their natural culture that they were brought up in, okay? And they had to grow out of their own moral standard. Both had different ones. And this is what God does to us. The moment we were saved, God took us and put us, gave us a position and placed us in Him. But in our lives, He teaches us and draws us out of these two things. Okay? It seems there is a huge part of Christianity of well-meaning believers who never make it, not to heaven, but they never make it out of the barriers of their own culture or their prejudice, or they never grow out of their own moral standard. Okay? And the Word of God going in the heart of the believer draws us and breaks these things and elevates us to where God wants us to be. Okay? That is the message. So, faith that works by love. Faith initiation and love motivation. Okay? God teaches us how to live by faith, But it is not just that, it is motivated by love. How is it? We're going to see it. Okay? Okay, wow, it's like very quiet. The room did not. Let's see one more portion of scripture, all right? 1 John chapter 3. We are looking at verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. This is like a very big statement. And what manner of love is this? Okay, it kind of means like what kind of a foreign love this is, like a love which is not seen generally, or what alien, out of the world type of love, or what exotic, different words, what exotic type of love is this, that God would make us His own children. It's one thing to be forgiven of sins, it's another thing to be made His children. Okay, when Christ is preaching the Sermon on the Mount, we won't go there, but Matthew chapter 5, He teaches a lot, and then in the end He says, well, if you love those who love you, then how is your love different from the publicans? Something like that, right? If your manner of love is the same as this. Here we come, there is like a difference, right? One is a human love, and one that is love, that is God's love, okay? Or agape love. And knowing this difference between the two, and deriving from God's love, is what gives you and I the ability to walk before Him by faith. Okay? So, well, I mean, this is... Okay, so... Okay, for our discussion today, we'll just look at four types of love, okay? Two types of human love, and two types of love that relates to God's love. Earlier we have been used to like, there are usually when in Bible school you study about four different kinds of love. What are those? Can someone help me with that? Love, agape, okay. Philos, that is like between friends. Huh? Erotic love, between a couple in a marriage. Storge, father and child type of love. Which is the fourth kind? Huh? God's love. Agape is the fourth love. Okay, so today we'll just, you know, take a little deviation and talk about two sides of human love and two sides of agape love. Okay, and it's like, yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah. And there is one, before I start it, I'll say there's one element in agape love that makes it unique, okay? So by the end of our discussion, you'll have to tell me what that one element is, okay? Yeah, so we'll turn to the book of 1 Samuel, look at the story of David a little bit. 1 Samuel chapter 18. The first type of love is in 18, verse 22. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, commune with David secretly, and say, behold, the king has delight in you, and all his servants love you. Now, therefore, be the king's son-in-law. Oh, so the first type of love is Saul's love. Okay? And this is, if you are not familiar with the story, he really means harm to David because he is now threatened by David. And so, but the words are masked with love, okay? And you can call it like self-conceited love, like, you know, like some, or very self-centered type of love, yeah? And the attitude is this, the love is shown, but then the underlying principle is, person, such and such a person is a hindrance to me. So if that person is not there, then, like, you know, my path is like clear. That's how Saul was thinking. Okay, now we go to the second type of love. It is in 18 verse 20, just two verses before that, okay? And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. So his daughter is, he wins David because of his bravery and his accomplishment, his killing Goliath and all that. He wins Saul's daughter's hand. And she also loved him. And when Saul pursued him, she protected him. Okay? And she lied to her father and then she protected him. And look at 19 verse 17. And Saul said to Michal, this is after she had protected David from Saul, why have you deceived me so and sent away mine enemy? Right? Should say my son-in-law, no? That he is escaped. And Michal answered Saul, he said unto me, let me go, why should I kill you? So she said, you know what, he threatened me, and she knew how to, like, you know, take care of. And the point is, the second type is Michal's love, but, and you can say sincere love, okay? She really liked him. And, but much later on, when David brings the ark into Jerusalem and he's dancing in his special dance clothes, she despises him. She despises him. And so the point is, with this sincere love, there are like limitations. There are limitations. I can love up until this extent, but you cross that line, you've gone too far, okay? I thought I was going to get the same kind of love in return, but now you've gone too far. Okay? Sincere love. These are two key aspects of human love. Okay? And man, like, I see so much of this in me, and it's easy for us to see so much of this in others, towards us. And if we only see this within us and in others, then we would have like a very, you know, let's talk about what we'll have a little later, okay? Now we'll come to God's love, okay? Look at chapter 19 verse 18. When David was fleeing from Saul, it says in verse 18, so David fled and escaped and came to Samuel at Rama and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth. Okay, this is like Samuel was like a refuge type of a thing. Like, you know, David knew in trouble he could run there. And it's like you can say paternal love or the father's love. The father's love. You and I can have that kind of an access to the father's love. Okay? And this is, by story, we can say Samuel's love. Okay? And in this love, there are no reservations. I look at my dad, my niece, my sister's daughter, she loves to come to our house of late more than ever before and spend time at our house. And the reason being, she just takes my dad out, and there are like a lot of new stores that's come up near our house, and then like every single day, like stationery and this and that and everything, no reservations. And then she has a whole bunch of explaining to do to her mom. But it's like no reservations. The father's love is like that. Now, last one, okay, is in 9:18. Let's go back to chapter 18. Verses 1. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking to Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And in verse 3 again, it talks, this says the same thing. They made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Here is something unique that Jonathan does, okay? Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, even his sword, to his bow and to his girdle, okay? He just take it. This is like the hint for the answer that you have to give me in a few minutes, okay? What Jonathan did to David, that's a hint to the answer you have to give me, okay? And it's called Jonathan's love, okay? Or what you say, filial love, love between friends. When Christ spoke to his disciples in the upper room, John chapter 15, he said, I'm not addressing you as servants, because a servant doesn't know what his master does. But I'm calling you as friends, and I have like held back nothing from you. There are no secrets between me and you. Everything that the Father has spoken to me, I have spoken to you. It's like amazing. That this is last point, okay? David's response to first Saul's proposal, David's response. We'll just go back to that. Where is it? It's in 18:18. David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is my life or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king?" Ooh. Look at verse 18:23. And Saul's servants spoke those words in the ears of David, and David said, "Does it seem to you a light thing to be the king's son-in-law, seeing that I'm a poor man and lightly esteemed?" It seems like David is ignorant of what's going on. Like, you know, all this business under the table. David is aware of the different kinds of things going on, right? But over and top of that, he is aware of this higher kind of love. Oh, what manner of love this is that transcends human love and that has reached us. And we can have that same kind of love. He is able to think with that love. Okay? And that is David's response. Now, here is the thing. I gave you the hint, right? What Jonathan did was like the key for David to respond to Saul like that. Okay? And there is one word. Okay? It starts with an H. What Jonathan did to David starts with an H. Huh? Pastor Anil has it right. He gets a 5-star Cadbury's chocolate. He said honor. Okay? Behind a walk of faith, you look at the faith heroes of Hebrews 11, you look at the last few messages we've enjoyed on faith, isn't it? And behind this walk of faith of these people was tremendous honor that God added to them. And they realized this. Oh, what manner of love this is. That God has made us like this. God has added honor to us like this. Okay? So, it's like David saying, unworthy, like he looks at Jonathan and he says, I'm unworthy to receive this kind of an honor. And equally unworthy I am to pass on the same honor. So my response to Saul would be like, oh, who am I, like, you know, that I should be like the king's son-in-law, you know? Oh, wow. So what avails much? Not just faith. Faith that works by love. Faith working through love avails much. Your prayer, right, in James 5, your prayer of faith of a righteous person avails much. The day of small beginnings in your life, but joy and rest and faith rest in your heart avails much. Okay? That's the message. Yeah, dear Lord, thank you for this evening. We pray that you would continue to build us up and keep us through this week. Use that your Holy Spirit would like deposit these truths from your word deep in our hearts, and we can respond to you, God, by walking in faith, walking in love. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Okay.